Zayin Zayin Amid Aleph, halfway down the page, versus the Tzrichi. Some more brought, just to refresh our memories, the more brought two cases where you had two chatzeres next to each other, the wall in between, and for one of the chatzeres was higher than the other, so for one side the wall was 10 tefachim high, and the other side the wall was not. So the chatzer which has a right to use the wall is the chatzer which is, and there's less than 10 tefachim, it's considered like the ground for that. And the worker brings the same type of case, and with a ditch in between. And also, the one side is it's 10 tefachim deep, the other side it's not. So its ground is lower. So they can use the ditch, because for them the ditch is considered like their ground. Versus with Tzricha, you need to tell me both cases, that's the halacha. So, but the case of the Kosel, in general, that people put things, you reach up and put something at a certain height, you'll use it. So there, you can say the more use it, the more it differentiates between the lotion of Tashmisha Bekal and Tashmisha Benachas. So, person reaches up to a certain height, very easily uses it. So that's called Tashmisha Benachas. Abacharitz Beumka Lo Mishtamshi Inshi. But you can't differentiate. We just have the case of the Charitz. So say, listen, this Chatzah uses it more easily than the other. Putting something down in the Charitz, either way, is difficult. So I wouldn't know that gets this halacha. We consider one Chatzah more easily, uses it more easily than the other, to the extent that it would belong to one Chatzah over the other. So aim Allah, I wouldn't say that. I would say that's not the halacha. V'yeshvin and b'charitz. So tell me the case of charitz, and I'll say kavacher the case of the kesel. More answers. Mishum d'loy b'isa tashmishta. It's some which a person is not scared to use. Like she says, things don't fall out of off of it. Because of the b'isa tashmishta, aim Allah. So the usage of the chatzer is something which that person would be more inclined to do than to use the top of the wall. So therefore, we would say that something which is considered part of the tashmish of one of the chatzeris, because it's easier for them, so they get, whereas in the case of the chatzer, which is not such a significant usage, I would say neither one really gets exclusive rights over the top of the wall, and therefore we need to tell you both cases. It's a tzricha. So the case where the coastal is high, you want to lower it down.
The what?
The coastal. So the loch is im yesh b'mi utay arba'o mutal yishtamash b'kol ha'coastal kulay. So you can go over to near the wall, build up height of the ground to make the top of the wall within 10 tefachim. Do that for a width of 4 tefachim. So if there's a 4 tefachim area near the wall, which is raised up, so for that area, the top of the wall is within 10 tefachim. Now that becomes within your 10 tefachim, then not only can you use that spot, you can use the whole wall. Okay.
So like you're building a ladder up to it, sort of by the ground.
It would be something similar, right? The point we said before, that if it's within 10 tefachim, it has a right to use the top of the wall, because that's considered nichatashmisha. You just stand there and use it. You don't have to do anything. So if it's 4 tefachim wide, that's enough to allow you to use the whole wall.
So they don't draw a distinction between, you know, let's say you had one side, it was 9 tefach, you know, from the top, and the other one was 1 tefach. Are they the equals?
I think so. Well, the one side it was 9, the other side it was 1, it's not a kosel.
Well, okay, but in other words, in this case, well, the motto, right? So isn't that going from, you know, more than 10 to now, let's say, 9?
Right, but the other side still has 10. So you have a kosel. Both sides, if neither side is less than 10, it's not considered a hefsek between the two chetzeres.
Right, well, it's not a mechitza, but it's a kosel still.
Right, so it's not a mechitza for the. So, but the issue of each tafsh is on top was because of a lafaz of that's the mechitza.
Well, I mean, don't you have any way, even regardless of the mechitza issue, you've got a question of, you know, who can use a joint? It's some divider between.
Well, it's not a divider. They're one. They're saying it's one mechotzer now. So,
okay. So the equal rights to.
Perhaps change.
Well, they'd have to be ma'arav together. If they want to do anything, they'd have to be ma'arav together anyway.
Well, I guess I'm taking this out of the question of, you know, of these Shabbos issues. I mean, if there's some type of
So theoretically, they could discuss it, you know. Once that's true, I don't know whether this halacha of nichatash misha transfers over to Dini Mominus.
Okay.
I guess that's the question. The murder says, look up your Shabbos.
You feed some across the wall. If instead of one area built up, there was actually a set of steps built against the wall on a solid staircase, does that also?
It would be the same thing, yeah.
Same thing.
It's not 4 tefachim wide. You only use that spot. So Moritz says, Mano Shatam doesn't like that. What is your thought process? Imahani Mi'utza, if you're going to allow this little area to be considered like an access to the Kosel, so then it's like I have a way to access the Kosel. Now I can use the whole Kosel. It's like, the Rosh was saying that we, you know, part of the issue we were looking at, we looked at the coastal as being a distinct entity. So we need to access it. So this is like an access point to the coastal, but that's an access point. Now I have a way to access this distinct entity. Now I can use the whole entity. So
if it's not a distinct entity, so what would it be? A part of somebody's
Well, we're not discussing the financial issue of who owns it, right? In regards to the Shabbos, either it's going to be some level of something which is distinct, if it's 4 tefachim wide, which we had before, right? Or not, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, the wall, so then it's not. It's like it's just like it's either creates a problem of, you know, it's aber shtemet chateres shalat as a love which is Easter or had to.
What's
if it's not 4 tefachim wide?
What about it?
Okay, now the Mor says, I don't understand. If you say that it's when it's less than 4 tefachim, the access point is not 4 tefachim wide, that's still considered an access point. So let me use the whole kosel. If it works, like you should use the whole kosel. And if it doesn't work, that's like it's not an access point. So then I can't even. Can I get the miyut? Okay. So Ravina says that the case was going to occur chulya miroisher. The case wasn't like you thought that it built up. It was mamayit at the height of the kosel by building up the ground. But rather, the way you were, over there, you're right that if the access point which I build up is not four tefachim wide, it's not chashuv enough to be considered an access point to the kosel. So then your monav shach is correct. It's not considered an access point to the kosel, and you can't be mishtamish with the kosel at all. However, the case was that you took off top of part of the wall. Took up a brick or chulia means a piece. Took up a piece of the wall. So there's part of the wall which is actually less than 10 tefachim high. Okay. So how do we look at that? See, if that is 4 tefachim wide, that's like it'd be almost equivalent of a step. I have a place where I can access the coastal, and from that point I can access the coastal, I can then continue on. But even if it's not 4 tefachim wide, but the mice said that part of the coastal is not too high, so I can use that part of the coastal. It's not bottle to the rest of the coastal. It's less than 10 tefachim high. It's not a distinct mishus. Okay, let's see Rashi.
Oh, good morning, my
language. Yeah. It's either Echad Shabbat or it's Gavoya Hu Mina Achas. Menoma Hu Lechaberta. It's high from one side, it's lower from the other side. Can you catch your Kakiosa Shalzug Gavoya? Like the ground on one side was higher. Kokama the Loy Gavoya Yud Karele Shabbat Lords. As long as the gap is not 10 tefachim from the ground to the top of the wall, it's called a Shabbat. It's for our purposes, it's if it's the flat, same level as the ground. So now, if you give it the rights to put on and to take off to the one which is Shabbat Loritz, the Chaveri Osir, the other one is Osir. For it's up in the you had a ditch along the width of the along across the whole earth of the chotzer. Chatzeris mavla ben zulazu, which separates between the two of them. Habi mechitza mayos, that's a valid mechitza. But if however on one side it was 10, the other side it was shavu loritz. Shena omoik mimeno yud. The chutz is not 10 tefachim deep from that side. Going shkakiyosa nomuch. Here the ground is lower. So you got to be given to the side which is within 10 tefachim. Morris says, if you tell me, you need both cases. The case of the coastal, I say in general, you don't use the charitz. Emoloi, mishri, the day nami tashmishoi bikashahu. Because on both sides, it's difficult to use it. I just tell me the case of the chavitz. Lo beisat hashmishtei mashe meniach boi is mishtam. What you put there is safe. But the walls beisat hashmishtei shenayfle mechavetim. Things fall off the top of the roof. Bola mayit. Okay, so it's going on the wall. So that is also tail offer the mata mekarka. Some of the you built. You put a pile of dirt near the wall. You're reminded by putting a pile of dirt. You built a step. You put some pieces of wood. If it's 4 tefachim wide, it's along the length of the wall. How we capacity is like a doorway. We came in the meno lamala legavoya, and from that point it's not 10 tefachim high. So it allows you access to the coastal. The mishtamash of kolok coastal shuri tashmisha benach hashelu l'derek piskei. You could use the top of the wall. Which means that theoretically you can walk up, if you want, go up there onto the top of the wall and use the wall. So verses one of Shach, Ihani Miuta, let me have you Pischa. If even though it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it's still considered an access point, so then Kuli Shor, the whole thing is Mutter. Viloyahani, Habotalei, if it's not, doesn't help, so then it's like you have no access point, so why can't you use, why are you allowed to use it over there also? Verses, you're right. The way you're building, lowering the height of the wall is not by building up the ground. The hosam vadi batsu midal lo mahani midi the midi. Over there, for sure, you're right that if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it's not called an access point. He took a piece out of the top of the wall, migavoy from shalkeisel, from the height of the wall. Migavoy shalkeisel is kari roshay. Taking off the from the top of the wall, the height is called roshay. Sometimes roshay can be like the front or the back, right? Like a snake, the roshay is in the front and the tail is in the back. So it doesn't mean the front. It means anywhere along the length of the wall, as long as from the height you've lowered it from 10 tefachim. Paris. It says there was on the top of the wall there were Paris. You have a miyuta arba, or if that which now the height of the wall at one point is less than 4 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim high for a length of 4, then we consider it habi pisco the whole coastal. It's an access point to the whole coastal. But if it's less than 4 tefachim wide. You're right, it's not an access point which allows you to access from the chotzer to the top of the wall to the rest of the wall. Fine. But there's nothing prohibiting it from you from using it because it's not 10 tefachim high. Okay. So the Mora, Omer Rav Yechiel. Tafa seifel is reminded. The person takes like a seifel, like a big kneading trough, a big bowl, turns it over and puts it next to the wall. So that's considered a miyut because now there's an access point. It's not 10 tefachim. It's not 10 tefachim from the top of the pot and the bottom of the pot, which is upside down, to the top of the wall. Versus why by my davar nitzel b'shabbos, davar nitzel b'shabbos enam amayitz. Okay, so something which you can be moved, you can't say that that's considered a pesach if you can take it away, and it's not considered to amayitz from the height. Now it says lotzricha the chabri ba'ara, he attached it. Where it says, okay, even if he attached it, he'd still be, you know, push it into the ground. He pushed it into the ground. Whereas even if that would be true, it still is permitted to move it on Shabbos. What are you going to say? When he moves it, he's going to be moving some of the dirt because he's pushed it into the ground. That's tiltum in atzad. It's not considered direct tiltum. When it comes to muksa, if a person moves an item, and by moving an item, there will be muksa which is moved. See, if his intent is to move the muksa by moving the item, so that's awesome. That's tiltum min atzad, the tzar davar ha'asim. But if his intent is to tiltum min atzad, the tzar davar ha'mutter, I need the item. The fact that Mux is being moved along with it is not a problem. This is talking about you moving it with your hands, not with your body. So it's called tiltal biyadayim, but it's you're using your hands, but it's meaning atzad in the sense that it's happening as a result of your action, as opposed to directly doing it. Tiltal bagufa, if you move using your feet, it's a different story. You took this piece of this big metal bowl, and you, it's a, which is not muksa, you stuck, you push it into the upside down and push it into the ground. So what's the problem? When you pull the bowl out, you're going to move dirt. Who cares? The Gemara says, the dirt is muksa, but you're not moving dirt. You're not moving it directly, you're moving it indirectly. That's to say, tiltum in atzad. There's tilta bagufa. If I move muksa with my body, with my foot, is a different. That's not called tilta minitza. That's called tilta bagufa. Over here, I'm using my hands to pick up the thing, but agav that dirt is moving. That's called tilta minitza.
They first put it in. They attached. They put it, pushing it, right?
Right.
So what's the idea of pushing?
The goal is to consider it part of the ground, and therefore it's not something which is moved on Shabbos, and therefore it'll be memayit.
So that
it'll be considered.
That's not attached at that point. It's already.
The Gemara says putting something there which you're allowed to move on Shabbos is not memayit, because you can move middle Shabbos, you move it, so it's not an act. It wasn't an act of being memayit.
Doesn't prevent it from being moved because you pushed it in.
So that's the Morris' next step. The Morris says, well, you push it in. The Morris says, well, who cares? You still ought to move it. Even if you push it into the ground, who cares? What does it happen? But Tanya, we learned, Paga Shitmina, a person took some unripened figs. So they would ripen. You know, you leave it in the bag, right? So they would take some straw and they would cover it over with straw. Pagash it mina b'tzevet. The chororish it mina b'gecholit. Or a chororish, which is like a piece of dough which they would roast it directly on the coals, and it got stuck amongst the coals. As long as part of it is visible, is accessible, you pull on the harora, and the kecholim falls to the side. You pull on the paga, and the tevin falls to the side. Why? When you're pulling on that, you're moving the tevin. But it's tilta min atzad. One is to pull out your dates. That which you move the tevin. Seven. That's not. It's called indirect, and it's not considered tilted muks.
Ravina came and said, it's removing material from the top of the wall, not the side.
No, it's a new case.
And then we just walked right past that and started off with building up the side again.
No. Ravina, that was an issue of discussing with. The Gemara did not deny if you would build up dirt next to the wall for a width of four, it's considered an access point, and you can now use the kaisel. Ravina wasn't saying not like that. Ravina was saying, if you give me a case where less than four, you can still use it. What's that case? So he says, if it's an access point, then it's not access. The Gemara says, you're right. That the case where it's non-accessible, but still you can use it, is a case where you lower the height of the wall. But if you want to raise it up, if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's an access point. So it comes along your bechil and says, okay, you can do that with a big pot.
Okay, thank you. Even when you go to the question of the dirt, is there a problem removing it and a furrow? Such as dragging a chair on Shabbat, or is it just uncovering the furrow and that's not an issue?
We ain't done yet.
Okay.
Some rants. I'm going to skin Isle Agnayim. That it had a rim. So when you would push it in, the dirt would fall over onto the rim. And when you pull it out, so that's not just that there's, it's moving the dirt which is next to it. It's like you're picking up the dirt which is on it and moving it. And the Morris says, that's a problem. The Morris says, really? Is there a gnai in my hobby? And if there's a gnai, who cares? What is it? The Hatanan. So it says, a time in Lefis, Mitznoin, a person takes a turnip or a radish and he wants to store it. You already harvested them, you pick them up on the ground, they're grown to the ground. You pull them out, now you decide that you want to store them back in the ground. So it's a mission of Klayim. So the mission of Klayim deals with so Chacham that he is, he put it to store, for storage right under a vine. So is there a Klayim problem? So meanwhile it says, well, what about other issues that might potentially be in this situation? This man she mixes all of Megulin. If the leaves, the leaf on top, you know, the, so your radish, it has the bulb and it has the leaf, you know, something sticking out. As long as that's still visible, even though it's totally hidden, since you can pull on that, you can pull it out. Then of course you're lemishum klayim. It's not a problem with klayim. Lemishum meiser. There's no chi of meiser. It's like you planted it. Well, lemishum shviyas. There's no dinei shviyas on it. But it's an erev shviyas. One, you put in the ground on shviyas. When you tell him a Shabbos, you let him move it on Shabbos. Aye, when you pull it, there's dirt which has been on top of the radish, which you're moving to this, pulling out. But it doesn't bother us. That's also called tiltum in etzah. Where answer letzricha the bo amor bechitzin. The case was you had been mechabrit into the ground enough that you would need a shovel. More is a shovel, and chatzina is like some type of a thing to bang at it, like an axe to get it out. So it's mechabrit to that extent. So that's already also to take it out. It's considered part of the karka, and you can't take it out on Shabbos. If you're what? I didn't hear the first word. If you're bearing? Bearing. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right.
What's the chiddush of it?
Yeah.
You're not burying it. It's still visible. The sides were embedded in to the point you need something to get it out. But theoretically, you could do it. You could and will do that tomorrow.
But that would be true of any. Isn't that indistinguishable from any permanent? If you took bricks and cement and built a raised platform, you can move it with hammers or jackhammer or something, but it's basically there to stay.
No, the point over here wasn't so much that it was permanent. The point is that on Shabbos it's also to use the shovel to get it out. It's not like, you know, you're burying it to the point where you're planning to leave it there. You're planning tomorrow to move it. It's totally temporary. But on Shabbos it's also to do because you can't use a shovel.
So is it away from the
So possibly more of a chatzina, which was Jonathan's question, was, or your question, what was that one? Your question? When you pull your bulb out on Shabbos, right, so you're leaving a hole. So a hole is the balach of chayfer, chayresh, you know. That a problem. In general, more of a chesina, I think more of a chesina usually is a problem besides the mukhs of using the shovel. Is usually it comes out, it's because there's an active binder of a sicer involved in it.
Pull your walk around the Shabbos.
He seems like he's parting ways from the issue of Malacha, from the Malacha, from Muksa.
Yes, let's see. Yeah, you're right. Kufa Seifel, Samach Lukasli, turned over this container next to the wall. Umiyat Gavo, sorry, made it that the height from there to the top of the wall is less than 10. Klani Miutzi could go into Leka Yud, Miraisha, the coastal. These are also valid Miutim, because there's not 10 Miraisha, the Rosha coastal, from the top of the container up to the top of the wall. Or the bottom of the container, right? This is my hobby. Katanit B'Shabbosu. Even if you're mechabit ba'ara, you're allowed to move it. Is paga. Tena boiser. It's a fig which is still boiser, which just hasn't ripened totally. Shetemenosam etevin lispashal. You put it in under straw to let it ripen. It's having muksu, it's muksu, but also the tautel, you can't move it. It's been designated for use for building purposes to make bricks out of it. Rashi says, now the coals are no longer lit, because if they're lit, you have the problem over here isn't. Muksa, the problem is that when you move the coals, you're going to cause them to catch flame. When you move them, you expose them to new air, and they catch flames. That's also even minatzad. Come on, muksa name, but so they're not active anymore. But they're still muksa. Abaloi demitachsha nepachim mechabes datanus umavres elyonus kedamina increases. If they still be coals which are lit, you can't move them because when you move them, you cause the upper ones to catch on flame, and the lower ones, by moving them, sometimes you can put them out. The Mor says, so the issue is muksa. The Mor says, well, if the issue is muksa, you have a way to move it still. The Mor says, no, this look nine. Can't fall them shalom, it has a rim. The Ashav offer munach aleihen. So now it's not just that they're in the dirt, but there is dirt on them. Bahavi mazes offer me chemistry. That's called directly moving dirt. But darma lechayfer, and that lechayfer should be like the act of, that's an act of you're picking up dirt out of the ground and moving it. So that's a problem. That's like chayfer. Rashi says. So Rashi says that, you know, Rashi sees at least this step is it's like, I don't know, drabonim, whatever it is. Rashi says it should be like chayfer. That's the more suggesting. The more you see that that's not true. A timer lots, a person puts it in the ground not to replant it, but just to store it there, and it hasn't taken roots, because if it has, obviously you can't pull it out on Shabbos. So it mixes all the magulin. If the leaves on top are partially visible, Rashi says the truth is, for the first three halachas, it's not relevant whether it's visible or not. Mishum Shabbos nokat leit. That's only relevant for the din of Shabbos. The boy, the mistin, he told him b'Shabbos. He wanted to say you can move it on Shabbos. Well, if it's totally buried, you can't move the dirt to get to it. So it has to be the mitzvah of magulim. So nartlan ba'ochsen ba'olin shalani. You pull out with the leaves. And a chashim shum klai karam. There's a problem with klai karam. V'lom shum shvi is tim shana shvi. So it's not considered a shmita year produce. V'lom shum meiser. We're not worried. The shemen nishan may be rooted. When he toys it, when it grew more. Maybe chashim meiser. Tzorach la'aser is tesafti. You'd have to be ma'aser the new growth. Lech l'mechash lahachi. Lo nishrash. You don't see anything. You assume that that's it. Some more says you need mora as a pusher, as a shovel. Tatsina is a dual daira. Exactly what a tatsina is some type of a chopping. Okay. And ads. It looks like a pickaxe. A hoe. I don't know what a hole looks like. Okay.
Two single pieces where a mattock has a flat piece. One side.
What?
A mattock has a flat piece where there's two. A pick has two pieces of it.
Right. Okay. Okay, it's all the viewers.